You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actor Casey Affleck. Casey's latest film is Our Friend, where he plays real-life writer Matthew Teague, a man trying to keep his family together after his wife is diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. In this amazing true story, Matthew's family finds hope in the form of their friend Dane, who moves in with them and helps keep them together. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Affleck about whether or not the meaning of the term friend has changed for him because of the film, what it means to portray a real-life person on screen, and how a film experience like this may or may not have changed him as a person. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Casey. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for doing this.
Well, it's a beautiful film. I really think it's an incredible work. And I was wondering what it is about this particular story that drew you to the film.
Two things that really appealed to me about this project. One was the people who were involved. I liked Gabriella, the director, and I didn't know Jason or Dakota, but I was interested in working with them, and it turned out to be great. The other was just, I think the spirit of the story, which was, has to do with sort of selflessness, being of service to others, showing up for people in our lives, even when it's hardest. Somebody said that a great friend is somebody who shows up when you need them, even when being there is the last place in the world that they want to be. And this is a story about me and Dakota and our family being and finding ourselves in a crisis, and Jason Segel's character showing up in just that way.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story, and Matt, I got the chance to speak with Matt earlier this week, and he seems like a wonderful guy. I was wondering what aspect of his character struck you the most. What do you want people to know about Matthew Teague?
I don't really have an agenda about what more people know about Matt Teague. I think Matt's a writer and he's a nice guy. And he brought this story to the public. He wrote an article. He brought that article to a screenwriter. And he shepherded the whole project all the way through. I was there to play a role of, as an actor, and I told Matt on the very first day that I met him that I did not, he should not expect to see the movie and feel like he was looking in a mirror or something. That I would be different than. He remembered that the events in the movie might in some way not be exactly like he remembered, but that we would all try very hard to make sure that the spirit of the story was communicated. And so that I want people not necessarily to know something about Matt, but to know something about, what this story says about all of us.
One of the things you've said just that I think is really interesting is that there's no such thing as playing a real person on screen. I was wondering if you could expand on that a little bit and tell us what you mean.
I guess I mean that, in the telling of a story, people are changed. You're not doing an impersonation. You're not trying to say this is exactly as someone else is, that, I'm not sure exactly what I meant by that quote, but I can tell you that I believe that, the person you see on screen is a combination of the imaginations of the writer, the director, the actor, the editor, etc.
Now, I understand this might be a difficult question to answer, but I was wondering, does a film experience like this change you in any way? What is it that you walk away from telling a story with like this?
I used to think that after a movie I would walk away and just leave it behind completely. And sometimes it feels like that. But I think that when you put a lot of yourself into a movie, sometimes the movie puts a lot back into you. And for that reason, I've become a lot more careful about the kinds of projects that I want to, that I choose to be a part of. When I was younger, I mean, almost out of necessity, I just took whatever, whoever would hire me, I would take that job because that's how I made a living. And I still, it is still how I make my living, and I have to work, but I try to be as careful as I can about the spirit of the movie and the spirit of the part. And something like this, I feel like I can live with. I like the message of this, and even though that the movie is kind of will break your heart, it will also, it'll repair your heart too and sort of fill you back up. And I think when people watch the movie, that's the experience that they have, is they leave feeling sort of emptied and refilled. And I'm okay with that.
One of the most powerful aspects of this particular film is the connection that you have working with Jason and Dakota. I was just wondering what they bring to a scene that you found working with them, because I think it was the first time you working with both of them. I think what you were said before.
First time working with both of them, I had gotten close to working with Jason once on a movie. We didn't end up doing it, but I really think he's just great. Great big talent and sweet guy. And Dakota, I've been sort of on my radar for a while because she'd been just doing really interesting choices that seemed unpredictable. And she'll be in 50 Shades of Grey, and she'll be in the Peanut Butter Falcon, and she'll be in Suspiria, and she'll be popping up in places, and just seemed like there's an interesting person there.
Casey, just as we start to wrap up here, one of the things, of course, the film is just called Our Friend. It really is about Dane and his relationship with Matthew and Nicole. And you were saying before a little bit about the type of person that Dane's character is in this film. I was wondering if the meaning of the word friend has changed for you at all in this particular experience. I mean, that's a word we throw around so flippantly in our culture. I was wondering if the word has new meaning for you.
I don't think that it has new meaning for me. I think that being a part of this movie was a way to contribute to something that expressed what I already felt about friendship. So it's more that I got to bring something that I was already sort of carrying to the movie and share that. And I think it is it's a funny sounding word, friend, but it's such a beautiful idea. And I'd love to have a longer conversation, about that, about how and why human beings form relationships and what purpose they serve and, what is called, how we can serve that purpose. It's interesting to me, and I really do feel like I love the spirit of what this movie is, especially around that topic.
I appreciate that so much, Casey. Honestly, it's a beautiful film, and I really, truly mean this. You are just wonderful in it, and the whole cast is great. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, man. That's really nice. And I was happy to chat. Great questions. I'll talk to you down the line.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
See ya.
Okay. Bye-bye.